Hi, thanks for contacting the Local Splash. My name is Joyce. How can I help you?
Hi, Joyce. This is Emily calling in regards to not receiving any of my phone call text receipts with the customer's phone numbers.
Mm-hmm. I really do apologize about that, Emily. Allow me for a few minutes here. Let me try to pull up your account to see what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. It seems like everything is fine for like a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden it stops sending the, say we can't get in touch with our customers if we don't get the text message receipt. So I don't know what to do here.
Yes, yes, Emily. Yeah, it's really important that, you know, we get notifications so that we are, you know, kept up to date. Okay. And yeah. And we can respond to, you know, the leads that we miss as soon as possible. When did you start noticing that you're not receiving any notifications anymore?
Okay, so let me see what time it sent me. It looks like it was between 1:30, about 1 and 2 in the last few hours, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here.
Now, that's when I actually noticed it, so Lord knows when it happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see that you texted us here that you wanted your text receipts to be sent to your line to 614-313-7553.
Correct, and that is what it's been set to this entire time. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I got a message today about the time I told you in between 12 and 1, and I actually got a receipt on my end, on my phone number here.
Oh, okay.
And then, weirdly, after that, we haven't had any messages sent to us since then.
Okay. Do me a favor, Emily. Can you try sending start from the 7553 number?
Yeah, give me just a second.
Okay.
On a different phone. Now, do you want that start to be sent to the same line it's always came to the receipt to?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Hey, Michael, open up your phone and go into where you normally get the text receipt sent to and send them a message that says start. Okay, so he just sent it over.
Okay, let me see.
Daddy! No. Who's that? No, Daddy.
Okay, so he just received a message on his line from another number. Did he send that? Hello?
Yes, still here, Emily. I'm refreshing it here to see if... Yeah, I'm not receiving any texts. Yeah.
So my husband, it's his phone. He just sent start to that number, and we received a message from another number saying, thanks for flagging this. We will make sure to send SMS to the 7553 moving forward. Let us know if it reaches your other phone.
You might have accidentally typed in stop or sent stop to that number. Stop is a code to stop all future notifications to be sent to that number. And another thing that I wanted you to check as well is to make sure this number is not listed as spam or block. Yeah, let me know if you're ready. I'll read to you the number that you need to make sure that is saved on your mobile.
The number he texted to send start to, it starts with 702.
Yeah, is it 702-487-9249? Okay, that's the lead notification number. That is where, you know, notifications will be sent from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he sent that there, and then where on earth is the message you just got?
Okay, so I'm going to test this out, Emily. I'm going to test dial your call tracking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in every call that comes in, you will receive notification, right? I just wanted to make sure that...
Yes, I have to have that notification.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to disconnect this call now and, dial the tracking number.
You're dialing it now?
Yeah, I'll be doing that now. I'll disconnect the call here because I cannot do.
I got you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. We'll connect you shortly, Emily.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.